feels like a natural progression of what the CIO's office has been articulating over the last many months, which is identifying those best practices in government that we want to share across agencies and not reinvent the wheel, focus on cost savings, productivity, and so on. And the mobile issue is the current one at the forefront that's demanding, you know, more focused attention. And so what I see in this is him saying, this is going to be the year of mobility. We're going to focus on it. We're going to get everybody on the same sheet of music. We're going to build on the successes and get standards and common practices and centralize what needs to be centralized and not what doesn't and so on. So it's really the beginning of what looks like a year-long planning process to get everyone in government aligned around the execution and vision of mobility.
Yeah, that was kind of my takeaway too, Tim. This looks to me like it's a momentum builder. There already was a fair amount of momentum, and it looked like an effort to consolidate that momentum and drive it all together simultaneously, because he's talking in this blog post about mobile applications and what they're doing for citizens as far as agencies being able to serve citizens and fulfill mission. He's talking about the mobility of the workforce, telework, and the implications there. Pooling purchasing to get better deals through acquisition and procurement. It sounds like it's a combination of things that the government's already doing to kind of prepare them for whatever the next step is going to be. Is that a fair takeaway, do you think, on my part?
I think so, yeah. And frankly, in my opinion, this is exactly what the CIO's office should be doing, right? Rather than saying, oh, you know what, I have an idea that we should put our computers in outer space, let's go do this. They say, oh, wait, What have we been doing? What's been working? What issues have percolated to the top as priorities, whether it's cloud or mobility or what? Let us be the coordination point to get everybody's feedback, including in this case, feedback from the public about how we should go about this in a reasonable and smart way. And so this kind of method for organizing the thinking and the best practices in government is, I think, the right approach. Now, the question will be, as this plan comes into focus, how much detail is there? How many standards are clearly defined? Are they enforceable? Is technology choices going to be left up to the individual organizations or suggested from the top and so on. So there's a lot still to be discovered, but this is the process by which they're going to discover all that.
We have a link up also at federalnewsradio.com to the actual dialogue where you can enter ideas, and that site says it's an opportunity to bring together a diverse community of stakeholders such as mobile experts, policymakers, developers, industry, and citizens to submit their ideas on how to accelerate federal mobility. Now, you personally are at least a couple of those things. I imagine you'll have some ideas to share here too. What kinds of ideas do you think should be the priorities in this strategy?
Well, I think there are a couple things. Mostly, it's going to be around those things that ought to be focused at the national level or at the centralized level, like security policies, standards for mobile application development. Guidelines for procuring devices and how does the procurement process have to be adjusted or interpreted in order to accommodate these kinds of acquisitions. I think we'll see a lot of feedback. There have been, I think, last I looked before we started, 26 ideas posted so far. I'm sure there will be a lot more over the next week, but I bet a lot of them are sort of detailed, you know, we ought to have an app that does this.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that I think will percolate to the top are those ones that focus on defining common standards for web services infrastructures to enable mobile applications, security policies, procurement policies, and so on.
That part of it is the part that I think is the most interesting, too, because I guess I go back and forth on what I think about these kinds of dialogues. I don't imagine there are a whole lot of folks that will contribute to that level of detail. I think the kind of thing that you're talking about is what we're a lot more likely to see. And I wonder if the end really justifies the means. I mean, I certainly understand you want to get as many people involved in the process. You never know where you're going to get a great idea. But on the other hand, there is a limited subset of people anywhere in the United States who really have a grasp on what the federal government's trying to deal with when it comes to developing a strategy of this sort.
Well, but because the basis of the strategy is in many ways leveraging the successes that have already been identified in government, my guess is that they already have some sense for what the answers to the test are going to be. They want to get open feedback. I think you're right to look for some things maybe they didn't think about, but also to make sure everybody knows they have a voice in the process, and that's, you know, valuable. The other thing they did is they established a federal mobility strategy task force, which has leaders in government who have already shown work or expertise in these mobile issues. And so I think they'll be bringing that level of focused experience in these issues to the dialogue rather than just the more sort of open-ended suggestions they'll get on the in the web dialogue.